From Paper Boat Productions World Headquarters, this is The Creature Report with Val Patron.
Welcome to The Creature Report, reporting live on your freshest new creatures built right here for your viewing pleasure. I'm your anchor, Val Patron, and tonight I am blessed to have one of my favorite podcasters, creature handlers, and someone with a little extra magic in their day-to-day life, JV Hampton Van Sant. JV, it is great to see you, as always. Thank you for coming on. How are you?
Oh, I am just grand. I am so happy to be here on this here show, on this here day.
Really, it is an honor to have you too. I know you're very busy, and I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to come visit with us with your creature today.
It was easy to move the time around just a wee bit. Yeah, the lightning will move itself on occasion, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Yes. Well, JV, what have you brought us today? I noticed some very unique features about it. Do you have a name for this sort of creature?
This creature is called, well, it's got several names. Back where I come from, the place where
oh, the East Coast.
Yes, thank you. That's the, yeah. It has been a little bit of a long day. My brain is a little bit fried. So literally did get hit with lightning. Therefore, my brain is always a little bit fried.
Oh, right. Yes.
It's fine. Trust me, I will be okay. Actually, funny enough, we do call this the lightning chaser, or that's what its name translates to, from my homeland. It's a little bit of an odd name. It doesn't typically chase lightning. It hasn't done that for a good 600 years, but.
I've noticed it has some very interesting I like to start with the eyes, as I believe they are the window to the soul. I've noticed it has some very interesting eyes. Could you describe, it's almost as if they're just put on and jutting out. I don't know how to exactly, how would you describe
it? Well, the fun thing about the eyes of this particular creature, the lightning chaser, is that these eyes are, like, interchangeable. He's actually got a set of eyes. He prefers to use different eyes for different partners, which is why these eyes and this eye practice, we call it the strap-on for fun reasons. That name came from my father, the old sleazeball.
Sleazeball. I was going to say, I've never met your father, but you have talked about him several times, and I don't want to spoil anything here. I know that's something that, you know, your family lineage is something you keep quite private, and I respect that. I do know stories of your father, and that is something definitely your father would do.
It is weird that the entirety of the planet knows that my father enjoyed being pegged, but, well, that is a thing. You know about my dad.
Yeah, well, if you've met my father, you know that the entire planet would also know that he really loves Lord of the Rings, so I guess it evens out in that sort of way, I suppose.
Ah, yes, indeed.
Well, now, JV, you said something when we were talking last about this lightning chaser, how it has this very strong sense. Now, I don't know if I remember correctly. You said it had sort of like an anxiety to it. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. that's why its name is such a strange, strange name, the Lightning Chaser. Because, in fact, this creature would never, ever actually chase lightning. Because to do so would be inviting impending doom, and this creature has a very good sense of impending doom.
Oh.
It constantly feels as though it is on the brink of death, like it is days away from total annihilation.
I feel like that's something we all can relate to in this time. I hate to say it, but it is, you know.
Oh, that is so very real. That is why I like this creature, and it is also weird that it opted to stay with me. Like it did make that choice. That is a choice that it made.
I know. Can I ask how that happened? Like, how did you meet this creature formally?
Well, interestingly enough, it was running away from my dad. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad was at the time, this was like a few days after the incident where he turned into a swan and fucked that lady.
As any dad does.
It was a few days after that debacle. You know, it was a wild, wild, wild thing that he chose to do on national television. This being was running away. was running away from him because, you know, like, I don't want to be next, you know, as it, well, he didn't say it like that because, you know, he communicates a bit differently than that, but telepathically, that is what he told me. I don't want to be next. Hence him running away from the lightning, which is also a, the lightning is another name for my father's penis. There we go. Anyway.
Oh,
so,
okay. Well,
sorry.
Is that something
that's an inside family joke. It's a thing. But also, he was running away from that. That is one of the other reasons that it's funny that he's called the lightning chaser. Because he doesn't chase that. He runs in the exact opposite direction of that. Because of his sense of impending doom.
I'm learning a lot today. I know about some aspects of your family lineage, but I'm also learning about this creature today and the impending doom aspect. That is quite funny how your father interwines himself with all aspects of different story and creation. But moving away from him, let's talk a little bit about the length of fur this creature has. Now, I know, you know, you have very interesting lineage. How to put this? Length of this fur is similar to this goddess I'm familiar with.
Yes. Well, the most modern of all of the goddesses, one might say.
Right.
Yeah.
I believe she is she's a demigoddess, if I'm aware. Again, just trying to be sensitive about terminology. I don't know if that's the right terminology.
she family.
I would say it's like about the length of her eyebrows. Would you agree?
Yes, it is. It is the length of her eyebrows, which is to say a little bit long. Not the length of the individual eyebrow hairs, the length of the full eyebrow, which is longer up close than it is.
You've seen them afar. Up close.
You know, family gatherings, you know.
Right. So you've met Beyonce.
Yes, I have. I've met Beyonce. Beyonce's a, been a huge fan of Beyonce, but funny enough, she is not actually a fan of this creature.
Maybe it's because everyone compares her eyebrows to this creature's fur, but I could be wrong.
That is true. That is probably true. That is probably a thing that we should stop doing, but also, I mean, the comparison is just perfect, eh? Because it is that exact length, mm-hmm. not an inch longer or even a fraction of an inch longer.
It is
exactly that correct length.
Right. That's wild. And I do want to say, too, you lead such a phenomenal life. This isn't your only creature that you've been sort of taking care of. On top of, you do podcasts. You do this tarot reading podcast, if that I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes. back in the old country, as we like to call it when we are over here, back in the old country, we do a lot of fortune telling, and I was looking at one point to find a way to connect with people again, and I, you know, looked back at history and time and figured, Yes, let's revive the ancient art of fortune telling via tiny pieces of paper that one mixes about on a table.
Right. And so you have this podcast, Shavy Reads the Tea, and you also are a creature handler.
Yes. Yes, I am. This is the main one. This is the main creature at the moment, though I've previously had, you know, several of the classics. Your centaurs, your...
Wow.
Yeah. It was centaur... centaur pups, really. The tiny ones. Tiny ones. They were quite precious.
Oh, so sweet.
So, so lovely.
Well, I don't mean to... I am curious about everything that goes on in your life, but, you know, I don't want to get too far away from our lightning chaser today. You know, I notice that this creature has some tentacles as well. Is that correct?
Yes, it does, of sorts. It is actually kind of funny how these came about. These were not initially, well, let's say they have a very distinctive shape, and similar to the eyes, they are also sort of changeable.
Are you saying that?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're all, the tentacles aren't so much tentacles, it's just more strap-ons.
Yep. Yeah, they are.
Got it.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
And that is absolutely not what they have traditionally been used for. That is not what they've traditionally been used for, much to the displeasure of several fanboys out there on the internet. Y'all can get out of my DMs, thank you.
I hope you don't get too many.
It's been a wild time. It's flooding. Flooding.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
DMs. Oh, it's fine.
Well, you know,
they'll get electrocuted in their time anyway.
Well, let's move on to something a little bit more calmer for our audience, maybe less sexual. Something like a fluff piece. How about like a celebrity crush?
Oh, that's funny that you said less horny and then asked about the crush.
Is this like a stripper, or am I getting into something, you know, like an only person with OnlyFans?
No, it's not a disrespect. Stripper. In fact, it's definitely not a stripper that they have a fascination with. You see, their fascination overall has been with, and I do not know that any of the listeners will remember this particular individual, as this individual has been dead for a great many years. He died in the 1800s.
Oh my.
Wild, I know, but you know. The former president, Chester Arthur, president number 21.
I'm sorry. The former president of the United States of America, Chester A. Arthur?
Yep, Chester A. Arthur, former president of America.
Who was previously the 20th vice president?
Yes, and then James Garfield was a, Arthur benefited from that little incident.
Can I ask how this fascination started?
I wish I knew, to be honest. I will say they did meet. They did meet back in they did meet back in 18 what year was it? I wasn't around at this point, obviously. It was 1873 that they met, and you know, they kept up a friendship for a little bit. Then it was one of the reasons it was running away from Pops, because it had made the request of my dear old dad. Said request was, I'm tired of my friend here being second fiddle. Literally second fiddle. He played the fiddle, fun fact about Chester Arthur. I'm tired of him playing second fiddle to this Garfield man, who also, side note, had a giant, giant, luxurious, luxurious orange beard. It was lovely. It even had these, like, cool little stripes in it. It was wild. But yeah, you know, he was sick of seeing his friend, like, always being second best, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. You know how that goes. wanted to just sort of make some things happen. Make a few changes. Politics are a little bit corrupt, but what can you do?
I mean, this sounds like a real Hamilton sort of situation where this creature has caught up in this intense romance with this big political figure. Maybe the creature was the whatever happened with the Reynolds pamphlet stuff. I'm going to be honest with you, JV. Between you and I, I've not seen Hamilton.
That is A-okay. I've seen it one time, and all I remember is that one time they all shouted Eliza a whole bunch during the thing, which was a lovely, very moving song, but also,
oof, indeed.
There's only so many times you can hear that one woman's name a whole bunch.
Well,
only so many times you can hear somebody talking about throwing away their shot or not or whatever.
I understand. Well, since we're on the topic of politics, what is the, I don't want to say political alignment of this creature, but maybe the candidate of choice? Because it's interesting. We were talking about Hamilton and we were talking about Chester Arthur being this crush. I am curious where the political alignment of this creature is by which candidate it was going to choose for the next president of the United States.
Well, yes, the Lightning Chaser did decide that it wanted, also side note, I should tell you that the Lightning Chaser's name is Molly. That's his name. His name is Molly.
I love that. Molly. Yeah, hello, Molly.
the good old Molly there.
And just for my notes, how is that spelled?
MOLIEYE.
Oh, interesting. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, again, back to Molly's political alignment.
Yes, Molly has a very, very specific candidate that they're going to be voting for in the next election.
No. Don't tell me.
Yes. It's, what I can say about this animal is that this animal is quite amorous. Also, apparently gay. So, you know, overall, a pretty progressive candidate.
I'm sorry. I'm relieved to know it's not Donald Trump, but it's not Donald Trump?
No, absolutely. Oh, God, no. No, this one looks much more healthy.
Who are we talking about, then?
Jonathan La Tortuga, the 189-year-old, the 189-year-old tortoise.
I'm sorry?
Which is actually interesting, because Jonathan is not currently legally able to be voted for United States president, but that, you know, should change by the time of the next election. Just have the little bit of insider news. Probably wasn't supposed to reveal it. I know I signed that NDA, but also come at me, bro. I really don't mind.
Is there anything that your godly powers doesn't... I mean, I'm sorry, not your... your familial magic hints, you know, your influence, let's say. Is there anything your influence can't do?
It can't, well, the ocean itself is not really a realm that I tend to delve into. That tends to be my uncle's realm a wee bit, but okay. the abilities that, you know, I've been sort of granted due to familial lineage are, well, more sky-based. So, you know, can't really do anything if it involves water. It's kind of a downer. You know, mm-hmm. that can be a bit of a struggle. But well, the thing that does absolutely make up for it is the ability that I have to sort of, let's say, shock people into doing what I want them to do. We'll go with that.
Well, I understand what that means. Mm-hmm. Speaking of shock, let's get back to Wally for a little bit of that lightning. What is it doing now? Well, I'm kind of curious. I saw it kind of...
So Molly right now, what Molly is doing right now is Molly is airing out their flaps while watching Batman Forever. Those are Molly's, that's Molly's favorite movie, Batman Forever. You know, they're a colossal fan of the Riddler. That's, I cannot explain why they're a fan of the Riddler. I personally have never been much of a Riddler fan. I do love that movie, but not a huge fan of the Riddler, but, you know. Oh, I actually do know why Molly did tell me about this. Molly is a fan of the Riddler because their cousin is the Sphinx. They train together on riddles and whatnot.
Oh, that makes... I was kind of trying to see if there was a combination of, like, Chester Arthur and, like, Riddler being kind of a similar... Maybe Molly has a sort of affection, but no, that makes...
Molly's got a type, let's be honest.
Don't we all? That's interesting. Now, does Molly always air out their flaps watching Batman Forever, or is this, like, a combined ritual that needs to happen together, or is it something that can happen separate from one another?
This is definitely a thing that that he specifically does while watching Batman Forever. I have tried to switch out the movie because, you know, they do this multiple times a day. And, you know, there's only so many times you can watch the same movie in one day before you do start to lose your mind. And it does start to seem like a better idea to shock a nearby civilian for amusement and enjoyment. And we won't delve into that again. Knife charge is pending, so there's that. Okay. We won't talk about that. But this is what Molly opts to do. And this is the sort of ritual that calms them down and makes them feel one with themselves. I support Molly in that. By having a DVD player always around and always plugged in. Well, I mean, not always plugged in. It doesn't really need to always be plugged in. I can just touch it and it will just be on for the rest of time if I so decide. That is a nifty little gift I do have.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I do see that while we were talking just now that there was a package dropped off by Molly's feet. It looks like it's two boxes. And what is that an order from? Oh, Amazon? Yikes. Molly supports Amazon?
I've been trying to break Molly of that habit, but you know, there's just no stopping
it.
It's
so hard. I get it.
Deeply convenient. It is. Especially for Molly with all his very specific digits there.
Right.
Yeah. Molly is at the very least a very caring being, mm-hmm. caring being, and does actually have a pretty thriving social life, which sort of, I'll explain that in a second.
Oh, all right.
So, one thing that is very, well, one thing Molly winds up dealing with rather frequently is patches of dryness, across the sort of skin regions. And,
okay.
Yeah. It also tends to happen a little bit like under the, strap for the, strap on tentacles there. So underneath there, you gotta inject some contact lens solution. Yeah, and that just hydrates the region, keeps it like nice and slick. It provides it with the same texture that like regular contacts have, which is quite useful for Molly. And also, Molly has a thriving social life and does interact with her friends, and they care a great deal for their friends. Which I can also completely understand. And, you know, they always want to be prepared for their friends very specifically. So Molly has a box of tampons on them at all times.
Oh!
Just in case a friend needs it. Right?
It's so sweet. Oh, that's so nice. Wow. Mm-hmm. Molly is so considerate.
So very considerate.
You know what? I take back what I said about the Amazon thing. I know it's very hard for people to break habits. And Amazon, unfortunately, makes it so, like, accessible, even though I am very anti-Amazon. But that is very kind of Molly to not only, you know, take care of themselves, but take care of others as well.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm really very, very proud of, very, very proud of Molly for making that decision and, you know, being more of a feminist. Not that that necessarily makes you a feminist, but that is, one of the things that they opted to do as a feminist, and
wow.
You know, they do firmly believe that these products are not a luxury item; they are a required item, and
absolutely.
So they try to do their best to make sure that they're always available to the people that need them and the people that they care about. So
absolutely,
I do
wow.
appreciate that about them.
Wow, I wonder. Mm-hmm. You know, Molly seems like a very well-rounded individual and creature, almost as if they, you know, are very well versed in like what people's needs are. You know, my brother, he says he learns a lot of that kind of stuff from like NPR and stuff, and podcasts. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, does Molly have any favorite podcasts?
Absolutely. And you know, Molly is a colossal fan of NPR. You might be able to see here all of the, like, we have a wall of just nothing but NPR tote bags. It is a lot, actually. There's several. It's honestly a few too many. We probably should clear off this wall a little bit. There's a lot going on there. It does nothing for our interior design. And, oh, God.
Oh,
if Aphrodite saw this, she'd be so pissed. Oh, anyway, whatever.
We're still recording. We're still recording. Watch.
Oh, you know. Right. Yes. yes. Anyway. Yeah. Whatever. But... Yeah, so their favorite podcast is 99% Invisible, an NPR classic. yeah, they said something about how the title sort of drew them in initially.
Oh, I see. I wonder why that is.
Apparently they often feel invisible, which is why they opted to listen to it, which was kind of sad. But then... you know, that sort of led to them having a thriving social life by them learning all of these cool facts and whatnot from listening to this show. So in listening to that, you gain some talking points. And because you gain some talking points, Molly's been able to interact with a lot more people, a lot more podcasters out there in the world, which honestly has been an absolute joy and an absolute blessing. Also does wonders for their coat too. Like, look at how shiny it is.
Oh my God, it is gorgeous.
All from talking to other people.
He does have a beautiful coat. Now, you did say wonders for talking with people, and I know we don't have a lot of time left, and I know that you don't have a lot of time to spend here in the mortal realm. I mean, in the here where we are. I am curious how this being communicates. Is there a way that specifically that it communicates with you?
Yes. It's a little bit unconventional. It's a little bit esoteric.
Oh, I've heard some crazy... I mean, I've heard some wild ways that creatures communicate, so lay it on me.
For sure. It's a little esoteric, but via cassette tape, which I tell you has been like has been really quite wild to try to find cassette tapes. But fortunately, you can re-record over them, but they will eventually wear out, which is kind of upsetting. And
I'm sorry, a cassette tape?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, a cassette tape. Yeah, it does occur to me that you are considerably younger and probably haven't seen those a lot. Though they do, they're still used rather a fair bit, just usually not in the United States. But
sorry. I understand what a cassette tape is. Does it record its thoughts, or does it record
Well, you might notice there that it doesn't, that they doesn't have a mouth. Right. So we can't say them. Well, and it's not even so much that he doesn't have a mouth. It is that his mouth is inside his body, which makes it incredibly difficult to hear and understand what he is saying. So what he'll do is he will sort of like take off one of the tentacles, and in that little, there's a little, you know, if you, here, we can, may I remove this? Oh. Perf. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. So I'm able to just sort of, you know, do this little twist here.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah. And you see there, there's this little hole right there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's not really a little hole. It's more like a sort of large, like sort of slot there. It's actually the exact perfect size for a cassette. So if you plug a cassette in there and you put the tentacle back on, you'll, record his innermost thoughts in there, and then if you take that out, dry it off a little bit, it will be a little oozy, and you pop it into a cassette player. You guys can have a very long, in-depth conversation about various topics. I've honestly been considering compiling all of the cassette tapes and turning them into, well, a podcast. Actually, I've been considering doing that.
If you ever need the space, obviously it wouldn't be make for great television here, but we can definitely put you in contact with our podcast people who create our Creature Report podcast. If you're ever interested, this has been a phenomenal discussion, as always, JV. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for having us here today.
Of course. And thank you to Molly. And thank you to, let's just say, your family for essentially lending us Molly a little bit.
yes, indeed. Though, it does look like Molly is about ready to take off.
Right. But before you go. About ready to
take off because, you know, lightning chasing and all that.
Right.
Or lightning running, let's be real.
Well, before you go, if you would like to be found, where can our listeners and viewers at home find you?
Well, you can find me at Red Black Golden, black is spelled B-L-A-Q-U-E on Twitter. You can also find me on TikTok under that same name. And you can find me on Instagram with that name as well. You can find the shows that I make. The ones that I currently am making are JV Reads the Tea, which is JV_Reads on Twitter, and Birds of Prey Outcry, which is Birds of Prey AD on Twitter.
Amazing. Amazing. And do you have any last words before I take us home?
Yes, which is avoid my dad. He's very, very weird. If you or someone you love has encountered my father, you are most likely, you should contact your lawyer, as you will most likely receive compensation for having encountered my dad or this weird stepmom, but mainly my dad.
All right. Well, thank you for that, JV, and thank you for your time. And as always, everyone, if you want to follow us on twitter.com, you can find us at Creature Report. That's report with a zero, not an O. And we also have a Discord through Paperboat Productions. So you can kind of find us through that as well. And you can find us on Spotify, Google Play, as well as a few other places, including Anchor FM. And this has been the Creature Report with Val Patrone, and I hope you all can creep it real.